Well, Adam's on the line now. How are you, Adam?
Going well, Jared. How's your old mate over there? Cometh the hour, cometh the man.
Going all right. Going all right. You're talking about Laurie Daly, of course.
I'm talking about Laurie. He's got the multi back on track. That's the main thing.
And that's the thing, Adam. We're back on track. So I'm just unsure of whether, you know, I'll go again this weekend.
Oh, you've got.
What do you reckon? You reckon to have a crack?
You've got to. You've got some credit in the bank now. I think you've got to have another crack and step up to the plate this week, Laurie. That's my way of thinking anyway.
All right. I'll have a lash this weekend again. For everyone out there, stay tuned. On Friday morning, I'll have one ready to go. Did you back it, by the way?
I didn't actually. That's poor form from me, isn't it? I didn't help this out too much on the weekend. I'm not sure how Davo went, but my tip I thought was a legitimate winning chance, and I was keen to go all around the favourite, and she won in an absolute canter, the favourite. So I wasn't helping you out on the weekend, boys. I apologise about that.
Oh, we'll hold you to it. Don't worry about that. Trekking, great win in the Stradbroke. The Goodwood went 15 into 8, equal favourite for the Stradbroke, and could even be looking at a race later in October again that it ran third in last year.
Yeah, he was very good, Jared, wasn't he there? And they're talking about the Everest. Well, James has been pretty insistent that he's a good second seed for Godolphin heading towards the Everest. I think he's sort of, they've clearly earmarked Bivouac as their number one seed at the moment. I don't know if I agree with that at the moment, to be perfectly honest. We know Bivouac's a very good colt, but I just thought he just tailed off a little bit at the end of his last preparation. Admittedly, he was racing against some, you know, really good Group 1 horses in the elite company, and Trekking's probably skirted just a little bit below that this time in. But given what he did last year, he ran so well running third in the Everest on the 7-day backup after winning the Scalacci. And if he continues to improve, well, he's a 2-time Group 1 winner. Who's to say he can't run well in the Everest? So, obviously, he was very good there, just gunning down Jitra in the last stride there in the Goodwood. So, interesting to see how it plays out in the next few months, but it would not surprise me at all to see Trekking line up in the Everest again for the second year running.
And Dawn Passage won the English Guineas on the weekend. It was only a small field. Masked Crusader withdrew because of a stone bruise before the race, but ridden differently, but still got the chocolates.
He had to be ridden differently, Laurie, in that smallish field. Adam Hieronymus was very heads up right there on the weekend. He's another horse going to be on the path towards the Stradbroke at this stage. I thought it was a very good win there on the weekend, a little bit more tradesman-like rather than his Hawkesbury Guineas win where he just come off a hot tempo and put him away in a couple of strides. I think he'll be a live player for the Stradbroke the way this race is shaping up at the moment. Only question mark is he looking for a little bit further than 7 furlongs now? Maybe he's going to be a horse that's going to appreciate getting over a mile in time. I'm certain he'll get over a mile in time and really relish it. But he was one of a number of really good performances there at Rosehill on the weekend. I thought Fatous was outstanding again, winning the Denise's Joy. And Dirty Work, what about some of the sectionals he ran in the last race of the day, winning the Hortensia Stakes? Some really nice three-year-olds coming through the grades there at the moment and sure to measure up in some better Group 1 and Group 2 company later in their careers.
We had Daniel from Newcastle text us earlier. His father and uncle and himself, they're in Ocean X, and an absolute dream come true for them getting into the Melbourne Cup by winning the Andrew Ramsden.
What a story, Jared. What a story. I think most people thought that King of Legrands would probably just go around and win that race and punch his ticket to the Melbourne Cup. But Ocean X, geez, wasn't she game? And I heard you guys speaking a little bit earlier this morning about Tommy Marquand's influence. Speaking to Mick Price, he did ride the mare a couple of times during the Sydney Autumn Carnival when Tommy was still in Australia. And he did mention to Mick saying that, "I think this mare probably needs to get over a bit further ground. Don't be afraid to try her over a mile and a half and even further." So the way that race was run there on the weekend, and if she gets a similar tempo in a Melbourne Cup, who's to say she can't run out a strong 2 miles? She was certainly much stronger in the last furlong there than the favourite, who most people thought would just go straight through to the Melbourne Cup. So really good story, guys. Another Australian for New Zealand mare who's going to be in the race. We still don't know what's going to happen with these international horses later in the spring, but she's got a ticket, and hopefully your texter can enjoy the ride leading up to the first Tuesday in November.
Yeah, we saw that horrible fall on Friday up there at Scone. Now we know that Robert Thompson's all right. How's Jenny Duggan going, mate?
Believe it or not, Laurie, is it possible to say she's actually quite a lucky girl given the extent of her injury? She's got a fractured shoulder, fractured wrist, fracture to a heel, a broken nose, and a broken neck as well. And even after all those injuries, and she's still in John Hunter Hospital, I still think she was extremely lucky, because that was a nasty, nasty fall. I cringed and shuddered when I watched it there on Friday. It looked terrible. Robert Thompson, I can't believe he walked back to the jockey's room in the end. It's amazing how durable he is. And then Jenny was obviously taken to hospital. She's recovering. She posted some updates on social media in the last 24 to 48 hours. Thankfully, she's okay. It'll be a long and slow recovery for her, obviously, but it could have been far, far worse.
Adam, have a great day, mate.
You too, boys. We'll chat again tomorrow.